This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday welcomed Sweden's and Finland's bid to join the NATO Security Alliance, moves that would enlarge the bloc to include two of Europe's most modern militaries and place it along Russia's northwestern border.
They meet every NATO requirement, and then some. And having two new NATO members in the high north will enhance the security of our alliance and deepen our security cooperation across the board.
Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, while flanked by Sweden's Prime Minister and Finland's President, Biden said he would send their membership applications to the U.S. Congress, where he hopes for a swift approval. The 29 other NATO members will have to agree by consensus to admit the two nations, a process that normally takes up to a year, but is expected to be faster in this case. Only NATO ally Turkey has expressed reservation about the Baltic neighbors joining the alliance, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accusing them of giving a haven to terrorists and imposing sanctions on Turkey. Russian President Vladimir Putin has described NATO's eastward expansion as a threat to Russia and cited Ukraine's desire to join the alliance as a reason for his decision to invade in February. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the U.S. after its Senate Thursday approved a landmark $40 billion aid package to the country. The bill now awaits President Biden's expected signature. The package is intended to buttress Ukraine over the next 5 months to combat Russia's ongoing invasion. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app, via remote. This is VOA News. The House panel investigating the Capitol riot wants to talk with another Republican congressman, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The committee wants to know about a tour of the Capitol. Georgia's Barry Loudermilk led the day before the attack. In a letter, the panel says there are indications some people and groups tried to gather information about the Capitol's layout. The committee has now asked for cooperation from at least eight lawmakers whom it believes have information key to the attack's planning and execution, along with former President Trump's potential role in inciting it. The request to Loudermilk comes a week after a dramatic move to subpoena top House Republican Kevin McCarthy and four other members. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korean propaganda describes an all-out effort to fight a suspected COVID-19 outbreak. Early Friday morning, North Korea's state news agency, KCNA, said the state emergency epidemic prevention headquarters tallied the total number of persons with the fever at 2,241,610 since late April. Out of this total, just over half have recovered, and at least 754,810 are under medical care, and the death toll stands at 65, according to KCNA. Directors say fear is palatable among North Korean citizens who lack access to hospital care and struggle to afford even basic medicine. North Korea's main action appears to be isolating suspected patients. That's because it lacks vaccines, intensive care units, and other medical assets that ensured millions of sick people in other countries survive. Some experts say the outbreak could cause dire consequences if North Korea doesn't accept international help. They also worry that the true scale of the outbreak is being concealed, and some say the country's pandemic response will become a propaganda tool to boost leader Kim Jong-un's image. U.S. health advisors are urging a booster dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention quickly signed off on the advice. The decision opens a third COVID-19 shot to healthy elementary-age kids, just like what's already recommended for everybody 12 and older. Regulators this week authorized the extra dose to be given at least 5 months after youngsters' last shot. CDC advisors endorsed it during a public meeting on Thursday. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.